I am Linda van Tilburg for Biz News. KB Motsuanyane is a well-known South African actress, singer and songwriter, and she delivered a performance of South Africa's national anthem, Nkosi Sikelel' iAfrika, during a rugby match between the Springboks and Ireland that will be remembered for years to come. Not only was it beautiful, she felt the mood of the crowd. Well, we've got her in the studio with us today. KB, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, hi Linda.
Well, can you walk us through that experience of singing the national anthem at the Springbok match against Ireland?
Firstly, you know, receiving that phone call that says, come and sing the national anthem for us. You know, I remember the first time I got the call, the gentleman was giving me all the information and I said, yes, I'd be happy to, it would be my honor. And then at the end of the call, he said to me, is there anything else you'd like to ask me? And I said to him, no, I need to get off the phone because I want to scream. Because it is such an honor, such a privilege to get such a request. And when you are there and you see the Springboks, the world champions, and you see the crowd and everybody there, and you have to deliver this anthem, you know, it's I cannot even describe the feeling. It's just a beautiful feeling, I think, for any artist to ever get the opportunity to do it.
Were you a Bok fan before this?
I wasn't not so much a Bok fan, but I knew the Springboks because, you know, they're doing so well all over the world. I've been to their the first tour after they won the World Cup, the trophy tour. I'd been to that in town in Joburg CBD. So I knew the team, and I love the spirit that they embody and what they bring to South Africa. And to South Africans as a whole. So I think they won me over the first time I sang I sang the anthem, which was in 2022 when they were playing against Wales. And when I got to see the team for the first time, that's when I really felt that connection and that deep sense of being part of the team, so to speak.
And you just sense that the crowd wanted to sing. So, you know, you turned your mic to the crowd. I mean, how did you judge the mood there?
So the first time when I did sing the anthem, I remember that there was a point, you know, because as the anthem goes, the crowd gets so involved in the song. And I kept struggling to hear myself, and I was hearing the crowd in my earphones. So I thought to myself, you know, if this opportunity comes up again, it would be so great for the world to hear how the stadium is sounding like. But you also cannot predict what's going to happen. You cannot predict, you know, if the crowd will also follow what you are doing. So it's almost like a split second thing where, as it was building towards that, I thought, oh my gosh, what if they don't understand what I am trying to do? But I just felt it. I just felt it. I just thought to myself, you know what? Let me just go with it. It was like jumping off a cliff, to be honest. And the crowd caught me. They caught on. They sang along, and I could not believe what I was seeing. It was so magical. It was really amazing.
It was an absolute goosebumps moment. Your path as you're a singer, you're an actress, you're a mom, you know, what inspired you? Who are your role models?
So firstly, my parents. You know, I come from a village called Muruleng in Pilansberg in the northwest province of South Africa. My parents are songwriters. They compose choral music. They write literature. So just seeing how they love what they do, but also how they share what they do with everyone. Everywhere I go, you know, somebody will say, oh, your mom taught me, because they're also teachers. Your mom was my teacher. Your dad was my principal, and so on and so forth. So firstly, my parents. And then in the industry, I've come to admire artists like Bomme Miriam Makeba, Bomme Leta Mbuli, who is, oh, I love her music. Who else? Me Abigail Kubeka, who's also a beautiful vocalist. She's doing a lot more acting now. But to see how she is still in the industry and how she's still performing is quite inspiring to me.
So is it for South African women, you know, South Africa is a place that have violence against women. Is it difficult for somebody like you to conduct your career, which is so under the public eye?
Well, I think because I am in South Africa, I kind of understand where I am. There's a certain way that you have to, that I have to navigate now. If you imagine that being on stage and performing, you kind of become a product in a way. And people perceive you in a certain way, especially if you're a dancer, because I do dance. And so when you're communicating like that with your body, it can kind of create that kind of environment. But I also try at the same time to show other aspects of myself. You know, I try to show so that subconsciously they can consume my work and my appearances in different ways and not just in one way. I hope that it's translating the way that I would like it to. I've been very blessed that so far I have not experienced any sort of negativity in that aspect.
Oh, that's good. Because I just wanted to ask you about social media. You know, now people were saying on social media, was that the best rendition of Nkosi Sikelela ever? But then they can just turn on people. So how do you handle that, being in the public eye, but, you know, the negative effects of it? How do you deal with that?
I stay in my lane. There are some platforms that I know that I would not be able to function on. So I don't join those platforms. And I have to accept that audience will probably not be able to engage with me, or I will miss out on the opportunity of engaging with them. But that's the kind of conversation I had with myself, and I had to accept it because of my personality. So I just stay in my lane. I stick to environments where I'm very comfortable, because I think it's very important that one is very comfortable as well.
So what's next for you? Will you tour the Springboks again?
Look, if they invite me, I will jump, of course, you know. Like I said, their energy is so contagious. You know, I don't know. I think any artist who has been there to watch them when they're training and just watch the diligence and how professional they are, you cannot help but want to be a part of that. So if they do invite me, I would definitely jump. But I do believe that any musician who gets offered the opportunity to come and perform with the Springboks, if they allow that aura to embody them, they would definitely be able to do an amazing job.
And for somebody like you, how difficult is it to go from South Africa to the international stage? Because we've got somebody like Tyler who just went global. You know, it's just, yeah. So how difficult is it, or do you want to do that?
So when I started out as a dancer and lead singer for Richard Laurie's African Footprint. And my first international performance was at the Royal Variety Show in London. I think it was, yes. And I was so afraid, because I thought, oh my gosh, I'm from a small village. How could I ever expect, you know, the whole world to receive me and to understand what I'm trying to do? And it was a lot harder then. But now, because the world is so much more digital, I think it's become very easy. And I see how the world has fallen in love with what South Africa is doing. We have so many champions that have come out of South Africa lately. We have Drekkers. We have Kotazo, who's just won Wimbledon. We have Fezile, who's just won, I think it's Supra International pageant. So I think now it's easier. It's just for one to be more intentional about it and to be clear about what space they want to occupy in the international world, in the international platform.
So apart from the singing and the acting, you know, what can we expect from you? What should we look out for?
The singing and acting. I'm working on my next seventh studio album. Pardon me. I stopped recording in 2012. I didn't want to be a singer anymore. But my publisher, John Fishlock, you know, sort of said to me, because you're a songwriter, go write some music with some creatives and see if you can get inspired. So I went into a studio with some songwriters in Norway and some songwriters in Sweden, in Stockholm. So that experience encouraged me to continue being a songwriter. But what I also knew that I wanted to do was to be a lot more business-minded about it, because I am at an age where I need to also start contributing a lot more towards the industry, because I love the entertainment industry and I want us to have more success stories. So I've just recently graduated. I'm with a degree in business administration. And wow. Thank you. So I am kind of working more on my business aspect of being an artist. And I think once I got that correctly and I got that down, I will be able to offer more artists sort of management, more direction, more advisory kind of services. Because I, from my experience, I think I see where the loopholes are, and I think I'd have a lot to offer in that regard.
Well, if a young girl from a village near the Blansburg comes to you and say, "Gaby, I want to be you," how would you tell her to navigate her journey?
My first response is always yes.
What lessons have you learned along the way in your journey?
Sure, why am I getting emotional?
Don't worry, I can edit it. Don't worry. Is that too much to ask of you? Sorry.
No, but it's absolutely perfect. I think a lot has changed since the anthem for me. So firstly, you can't be me. You can be a better version. You can be you and take from what I've learned and be absolutely amazing and be far, far, far better than me. I would tell them to stay true to yourself. And I say the biggest gift you can offer is your own story of where you come from. And also, like, again, I said, you know, the world is so much more open to what South Africa has to offer now. So come up with something amazing, something fresh, something that the world can firstly not imitate and just be able to appreciate from just you. The lessons are, you know, stay grounded. And be observant. Just watch what is happening. Be aware of what's happening around you. Be able to read the room. It can save you a lot. I've had to come to terms with the fact that I will not be accepted everywhere, even just in South Africa or in the industry. There are certain spaces where you're not the one they're looking for, and that's okay. You have to be okay with that. It is a lot harder to swallow at first, especially when you're an upcoming artist. But the sooner you get to understand that, the sooner you get to appreciate that, the sooner you get to appreciate your audience, people that are happy to listen to you and would love to hear what you have to offer. And have fun. This industry is fun. You know, you're getting paid to enjoy yourself. You're getting paid to dance. You're getting paid to sing. So have fun while you're doing it, and have a good support system around you.
Well, you certainly read the room or the big stadium on that day. KB, thank you so much for speaking to us, and the best of luck with your career. I mean, that was amazing, and we hope we see you at many other sports events.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to performing in London very soon, and if I do, I will definitely let you know.
Please do.